Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
In you our fathers trusted, they trusted and you delivered them. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning?
Holy God, I cry today, but you do not answer, and by night I find no rest.
Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel.
In you our fathers trusted, they trusted, and you delivered them.
To you they cried and were rescued, in you they trusted and were not put to shame.
But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind, despised by people.
All who see me mock me, they make mouths at me, they wag their heads.
Be trust in the Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, for he delights in him.
Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you in my mother's breasts.
On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God.
Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.
In you our fathers trusted, they trusted, and you delivered them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preached the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. This is our text. Amen.
Amen.
The world will not love you. It will not love you. Says who? Jesus, for one. And he would know. His first sermon in Nazareth ended with an attempt to throw him off a cliff. In his ministry, enemies demanded signs from him, and they tested him with nasty setups. And in the end, he suffered just as the prophets of old had predicted, suffered death on a cross. The words of today's psalm are his words, "But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people." The world will not love you. In fact, it will hate you, even as it hated him. So don't strive to be loved, honored, and accepted. Instead, be faithful, endure, and live as one born again to a living hope. Some Christians have faced full-fledged persecution from the government. That's not our situation. No matter how we may try to spin it, that's simply not what we're going through right now. It also wasn't the situation of Christians in northern Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey, the people to whom St. Peter wrote his first letter. But like them, you may experience different trials. You may experience the hatred of the world as mockery for not participating in its foolish and futile practices. You live differently than the world lives. You may experience that hatred of the world as misunderstanding of what you believe and slander about why you do what you do. You believe and worship differently than the world believes and worships. You may experience that hatred by being called troublesome, antisocial, unloving, and disruptive to society. You follow a way different than the way the world follows. You follow the way of Christ. Whatever trials you experience, whatever hatred you suffer, let it not be on account of ungodly stubbornness or rudeness or any evil on your part. There are times when we suffer trials from the world and we suffer the world's hatred, frankly, because we kind of deserve it, because of our rudeness and our stubbornness and some evil on our part. Let that not be the case for us as Christians. Rather, when you suffer or when you experience the hatred of the world, let it be only for the name of Christ. Wear your baptism proudly and on your sleeve. Lift high the cross that was traced on your forehead and on your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Confess and praise the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If we are to suffer and if we are to experience the hatred of the world, let it be for these things. Because you, dear Christian, are baptized, or there may be someone who hears this who is preparing to be baptized or just plain curious about baptism. We are baptized Christians. The world will not love you, but God does love you. According to his great mercy, St. Peter tells us, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. For you who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. That's like five sermons right there. There's a lot to unpack. But simply begin with this. God has begotten you to a living hope. You are born again. You have been born from above, as Christ was. And you have been born again to a living hope through holy baptism. Now, I want to grab a hold of that word hope for a minute, because that little word can cause us all sorts of problems. Too often, we think of hope as a mere wish or a desire. We confuse hope with a fantasy land or a fairy tale or a dream. That kind of hope is easily lost. It's as easily lost as your keys or your wallet can be. That kind of hope can be crushed as if it's trash thrown into the compactor. That kind of hope often dies, just like the dreams and visions that we have for ourselves as children. That kind of hope is not Christian hope. That's not what St. Peter is describing. That kind of hope, you might say, is a worldly hope. It's a mirage. It's like a person who sees water in the desert. They're crawling toward it only to see it vanish from before their eyes. Christian hope is different. Your hope is a living hope. Your hope is not a mirage. It is real. It's like a person dying in the desert who gets picked up and carried to an oasis, carried to a spring of water that never vanishes, that never runs dry, a spring whose source is eternally renewed and eternally life-giving. What is it that makes our hope living? It is not simply how strongly we hope it. No, it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what St. Peter says. Our hope is a living hope because the one in whom we hope is alive. He has died, but he cannot die again. And so the hope that we have can never be lost. The hope that we have can never die. It can never be crushed. And what is our hope? Our hope is in an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. This inheritance cannot be taken from us. It's what we have by being born again through baptism. No thief can break in and steal our inheritance. No moth or rust can destroy it. It is kept in heaven for you. The world will not love you. It may mock you. It may cancel you. It may deplatform you. But it cannot touch your inheritance. This inheritance of yours is beyond the reach of tech or media or big business or government, because it is kept in heaven for you. As we sang last Sunday, take they our wife, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. And you, dear Christian, by God's power, you are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. God is the one who gives you faith, and he is also the one who keeps you in the faith and guards you through faith. What he has begun in you, he will bring to completion. He will see it through to the end. And what is the outcome of this faith? What is the goal of our hope? It is the salvation of your souls, a salvation that you already have in Christ, but that will be revealed and unveiled when Christ returns in glory. It is that we would be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And this is why St. Peter says we can rejoice. We can rejoice even though now, for a little while, we are grieved by various trials, even though the world may mock us and the world will certainly hate us. We can rejoice because we know what our faith is looking forward to, and we know what is already ours in Christ. And so as we go through trials, it is like gold passing through a fire. These trials refine and purify our faith by sending us back to the one in whom we hope, to our Lord Jesus Christ. Every trial we endure, every suffering we face, every sorrow that meets us simply sends us back to Christ, back to his promises, back to his word, back to the sufferings that he endured and the glory that he received and the promise that he is coming again. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the living hope that we have through Christ, the living hope by which we endure the trials and sufferings and sorrows of this life. May God keep us in this hope through Christ, now and forever. In his name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
How could I repeat?
Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of the harvest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you chose your servant Matthias to be numbered among the 12. Grant that your church, ever preserved from false teachers, may be taught and guided by faithful and true pastors. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.